The Export-Import Bank was created during the Depression to help U.S. companies that wanted to sell more products overseas. Today, it underwrites many billions of dollars in loans to U.S. and foreign companies. Some members of Congress see it as a prime example of corporate welfare, and they want to see it expire later this month. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Republicans are often seen as the party of business, so it's a little ironic that some of the most vocal opposition to the Export-Import Bank comes from conservative Republicans, such as Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan.
If we're ever going to get rid of all the corporate connectedness, all the corporate welfare, you got to start with the most egregious one and the most obvious one, and that's the Export-Import Bank.
The Ex-Im Bank, as it's called, does several things. It provides insurance to U.S. companies to make sure they get paid when they sell products overseas. Richard Baranek is president of Minor Elastomer Products Corporation in Illinois, which makes manufacturing parts. He says without the Ex-Im Bank, he wouldn't be able to export as much as he does.
Would it put me out of business? It would not. Would it slow my business down? I think it would.
The Ex-Im Bank also guarantees loans to U.S. companies that sell products overseas. John Murphy of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce says in many cases, U.S. companies have to have the backing of a big credit agency such as the Ex-Im Bank, or they can't get foreign contracts.
For instance, foreign infrastructure projects, if you want to bid, most of the time you need to have Ex-Im support. If it's a nuclear power plant project abroad, Ex-Im support is required, and without it, you can't even bid.
But the biggest thing the Ex-Im Bank does is guarantee loans to foreign companies so they can buy U.S.-made products. For instance, foreign airlines that want to buy Boeing jets often do so with loans underwritten by the Ex-Im Bank. Murphy says a lot of countries now offer similar loan guarantees to help their businesses export more.
So if the United States and our exporters don't have something similar, that's one knock against us.
But to a lot of free market conservatives, what the Ex-Im Bank does amounts to crony capitalism, and they want Congress to let the bank's charter expire on June 30th. Veronique de Rouget of the Mercatus Center at George Mason University says the Ex-Im Bank distorts the economy. For example, she says loan guarantees for foreign airlines may be great for Boeing, but they're bad for U.S. airlines.
Domestic airlines can't have access to subsidies to buy airplanes, but they have to compete with foreign companies like Air Emirates, Air India.
And those airlines are getting a subsidy thanks to the Ex-Im Bank. De Rouget says supporters of the bank are vastly exaggerating its importance. She says there are companies that reap benefits from it, but she says most U.S. companies will do just fine without it.
All of the company that exports, a vast majority do it without any help from the government. And yet there are those selected few who got cheaper financing.
Critics acknowledge that the Ex-Im Bank has a lot of support in Washington and that it may well survive if Congress ever gets to vote on it. But if Republicans who control Congress succeed in keeping it off the floor, its charter will expire at the end of the month. That means it would be unable to guarantee any more loans, and its role in the economy would diminish over time. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.